This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure. We will be sure. Oh, glory.
Glory. Glory.
Oh,
glory. Glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon. Formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory...
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I have no clue what it is that you do at 11 o'clock, but whatever it is that you do, I'm happy that you're doing that, do with me. All right. Let me send a special shout out to my... I met him over the weekend, Chevy Roca. Special shout out to him. And... believe it or not, one of my friends is actually having a birthday today. He is my good old liquor drinking buddy, right? And we oftentimes get together at Place X, and we have what they would call in the Flintstones a yabba dabba do time together sometimes. And it always turns out to be quite a wonderful event whenever we do get together. And so I want to say a special shout out to counsel and attorney at law, one. D. Leslie Brown Esquire, my good friend and compadre. We shall convene, of course, in the name of Her Majesty, to keep the Queen's peace, good law, and order at a time not too far from this time, at which time we shall allow rivers and oceans of wine to flow, Squire. All right, until then, enjoy the rest of your day. Keep keeping the Queen's peace. Outside of that, I'm joined in studio today by one of my favorite guests. Like, this is one of the guys that I, you know, you have to book him like 18 months in advance, speak to two of his secretaries, and by the time as you get to the senior secretary of the senior secretary, you're able to get a good booking appointment with him. He comes in and he's always a riot of a time. You know him as the celebrity chef. Well, that's what I call him. Chef Simeon Hall is with me this morning. Chef, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Bahamas.
Now, how have things been, man? You know, you're doing so much of everything. I don't see much of you these days, you know.
Well, yeah, I've been busy. Oh, yeah. We have some pretty major projects that we're working on.
Okay.
Just to make sure that, you know, my story about Bahamian food culture is being told.
Okay. How's the book coming along?
It's coming along very well.
Okay.
I wish COVID would go from around here.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can finish up some things because we need to travel throughout 16 islands of the Bahamas mm-hmm. to get it completed. So that's what we're waiting on. But we're working on some other exciting projects as well.
Well, you don't know this about me, but in case you desire, I happen to be a senior chief expert plane boarding advisor. And so if you need advice on exactly how is the perfect way to... how to board a plane.
Right.
You can definitely acquire my services. I will come in and show you how as Senior Chief Expert Plane Boarding Advisor. That's my title. And I can come and show you how to adequately get on and off of the planes as they land throughout the family islands.
Oh, nice.
Well, and I don't take up much space either. You probably won't even notice I'm there.
That may actually be something that we need, you know.
So I brought you here this morning, Chef, because, you know, I couldn't think about somebody that was better to talk about this. I oftentimes quote your father, the bishop. The bishop says, listen, if I'm going to have a conversation, I prefer to use the Queen's English. That doesn't mean that I don't know other language, right?
Right.
And I often smile when he says it. But last week, I think it was the 17th, if you follow the news well enough, you will know that the leader of the opposition, Mr. Philip Davis, they call him Brave. I'm still not sure that's his middle name, but they do. He had a slip of the tongue, they called it, in the news, regarding some comments made by the now Deputy Prime Minister as they talked about the Hope Academy there on Wolf Road. And, you know, he was telling Mr. Davis, well, you know, you can't build on people property if you don't have a lease agreement. And Mr. Davis got up and said, well, that's BS, right? And he said the actual word. I was looking for the clip because I won't play a dead bat on radio, right? Because it's protected by the privilege of the parliament, so there'd be nothing they could do to me about it, right?
Right.
But people kind of took him to task for it. I can tell you that the PLP is cringed about it because they have reported it all on social media. That's why you can't find the video online. It's not online. The internet has taken it down, right? Mm. What do you say, though, to people in public life? And I'll give you a little bit of back history. I've Googled every president of the United States of America, and but for the exception of LBJ, who still cuss, he was just considered a conservative cursing president that didn't allow, what is it, off-colored jokes. Every single other one of them cussed. But yet here in the Bahamas, right, we consider the role of politics, the role of politicians, the role of public life. It is always something that is very stressful. You live your life every day under a microscope. But do you believe that there is place or space for cussing in public life?
Yes.
That's your short answer.
That's it. I mean, you know, to talk about this topic, I hope you have a second topic on hand because, you know, I finished this quick.
Don't you think that Bahamians are...
Of course.
Bahamians are a bit duplicitous, first of all.
Yeah.
And they're a bit over... what is the word I'm looking for? I think their expectation of people in public life isn't human.
Yes.
Right?
100%.
Leadership is stressful.
Right.
Sometimes in leadership, you hear things, and I always smile. Like, my father never cussed. I've never heard my daddy cuss.
Right.
I cuss like a sailor. I apologize, right? But
Never heard my daddy cuss. But my, nice cuss.
But my daddy had one bunch of words that was almost cussed.
See, that's what I wanted to get at.
You know, this wasn't a cuss word.
It ain't no cuss, yo.
Yeah.
But they'll make you feel stupid.
Right.
They tell you you're stupid.
And so I think about the Bahamian population, right? I think about our over-conservatism, right?
Right.
That's what I call it. And as much as we liquor, drink, cuss, and fornicate.
Yeah.
We just don't expect people who are in public life to cuss.
To do nothing.
I don't get it.
To do nothing. Not just cuss. To do nothing.
Yeah, and so...
I'm surprised that they didn't case more. I thought this is the only one we have on record, or they do this all the time?
No, they don't do it all the time. And well, as a matter of fact, there's quite an uproar in the House of Assembly because I keep telling people this, right? It is a difference to case somebody...
Right.
Versus...
A Freudian slip?
That wasn't Freudian. Because sometimes people, like, there's a man that I know, I'll call his name, Lawson Clark, a mentor of mine, right?
Right.
Lawson Clark does something that I call delightfully pepper his language with profanity.
Right.
Right? So you're not going to, I don't care if Lawson Clark meet the Pope.
Right.
There's going to be some colorful sprinkling of profane language in his speech.
Yeah.
But I think there is a difference between cussing people, which I imagine is to cause offense.
Right.
And just cussing.
There is a difference.
Yeah. And I don't think... I see the speaker got to his feet, struck it from the record. I don't know why. Because one, Desmond Bannister was the speaker being acknowledged by the chair. So what Mr. Davis said shouldn't have even been on the record because the chair only can recognize one speaker at a time, right? Philip Davis gets up in a heated row. The chair had only recognized one speaker, that was Mr. Bannister, right? So I think the speaker created a bit of fanfare over nothingness, right?
Right.
So he gets up and says, oh, this language is inappropriate. We have to strike it from the Hands Act. Yeah. And I always chuckle when they say strike it from the record, right? Because I wonder, like, you all know we have TV, right?
It's already out there.
This ain't 1725 no more. Where the only way for me to know what y'all say in Parliament is when the fella bring the Hands Act out of the House of Assembly for the press to print it, and now I know. No, it's actually live recorded.
Right.
When he said it, I saw it, You could strike it if you feel like. I still saw it. But and I think those kinds of pageantist exercises, like the speakers with the striking.
Yeah, but that's his job.
With striking it from the record. I don't know though.
Because okay, here's one thing that I'd like to suggest. Mm-hmm. Let's address this in two parts.
Sure.
The first part, let's address the holier than thou. Absolutely.
The
religious.
Super holy roller.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's address them. And then let's address the people who believe in whatever they believe, but know they ain't already in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta be, you can be human from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, for the people before they start calling, because you know they can call.
Yeah.
The religious set.
Right.
They calling. And one of the things you have to remember is Peter used to cuss.
Peter's one of my favorite cusses.
Peter used to let it fly.
And from all indications, if you've ever read letters from Paul, man, right. Nobody can't tell me curse word ain't missing
no
beats.
Yeah, for sure. If you go and you really know your Bible,
mm-hmm.
you know these dudes used to cuss. And don't forget now, Peter them ain't had no faith, you know. You know why they ain't had no faith? Because they knew Jesus.
Right, they didn't need faith.
They didn't need faith.
Yeah, yeah.
Faith was non-issue then.
Faith is an after.
Yeah, before
yeah.
and after.
Yeah.
They used to walk with Jesus. Peter right. pick up Jesus once or twice in the horse and buggy and say, "Boy, I'm coming for you."
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he used to cuss.
Mm-hmm.
He cursed 100%. He let it fly. The time when they say, "And you used to hang out with Jesus?"
Yeah, absolutely.
And he'd start ripping them to pieces. So before the religious people come around and tell all these things, mm-hmm. You ain't going to hell if you let one or two little words fly. That's what I believe.
I think we have to figure out, because even now, the current president of the United States of America, all throughout his time as vice president, do you know, people would always say, don't open the VP's mic.
Right.
But because he cusses, right? I tell my producer, when we go to the break, make sure mine there, right? Not because I intend to cuss,
right?
But just in case.
Yeah, just in case.
And I think this is something, I think people who are in public life
right,
ought to create the expectation by the people that follow them in public life that, man, if you hear me cussing outside, that don't mean I less smart, that don't mean I less talented, that don't mean I less say it. Well, I may be a little less safe, right? But like, because it depends on how serious this cussing gets.
Two of my favorite people in the world. One is very, very public here in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
She's cursed plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Like every second word.
Okay.
Curse. Uh-huh. 110%.
Mm-hmm.
My other very, very good friend, he is cursed more than her. So that only leave him every other way. And he is two of the most intelligent people I know in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And because we have this sort of judgmental way of looking at things and kind of put in what I guess the best way to for everybody to understand it, saved or not saved, mm-hmm. Christian or not, is to put sins at different levels.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because it's such a verbal pronunciation, something that you can hear and you can actually be, you know, involved in,
mm-hmm.
because there were people around him, they kind of put that at a level that it's unjust.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically, if you use a phrase...
Mm-hmm.
in the heat of a moment,
mm-hmm.
you should not be penalized to the point where people are now questioning everything you ever do.
Right.
Everything you did do.
Right.
And everything you will do. I don't even understand.
Because I'll tell you what I thought was a bit of child's play, right? I saw last week, you know, F&M buttflies. That's what I like to call them, right? Saying silly things like, oh, the man will be prime minister and cussing in public. Well, Donald Trump was actually the president of the United States of America when he cussed to cause offense. You remember the whole asshole countries?
Yeah.
It is one thing to use profanity. It is another thing to use it in a way that actually offends people, right?
Right.
And I think Mr. Davis is, and I took no water for him, right? I don't really care what he does. But I think Mr. Davis's slip of the tongue the other day was an expression. It's like how Bahamians like to say, "Well, monkey foot."
Right.
Why the monkey foot so important to you?
Listen, if we are so caught up
mm-hmm.
by colorful language by another human being in a moment where we, why don't let's talk about some of the things that they should be doing?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's whatever alphabet name you have
mm-hmm.
in whatever party you support,
mm-hmm.
let's talk with some more prominent issues that we expect from our leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we can say he won't be prime minister and he cussing,
mm-hmm.
one time,
mm-hmm.
He let one rip. Mm-hmm. And we not gonna judge the man to say he ain't qualified, man. Please, who is?
They won't
tell me who they qualified
won't
then.
If you listen to the FNMs last week, they won't cancel his LLB over this one crazy
listen,
boy, right?
Please, man.
And it's crazy. And if you remember the last election, Mr. Christie, well, Mr. Christie, I think it was a teachable moment for him. Christie, in that moment, learned the power of the internet.
Right.
You remember when he flipped the bird on the podium?
Yeah. And I've gone.
I tell you,
going viral.
You have to consider the fact that Christie's a man born in the 30s. They had only just invented the light bulb, right? and so here you go from being a man actively engaged in politics for 35, 6 years at the time, right? No, 40 years at the time, because if Christie had won the last election, he would have been the longest serving member of parliament in the history of the Bahamas. So imagine a man with that legacy, right? Thinking to himself, man, I on the campaign trail of 72, right? There was no cameras around. There was one half there, dude, with a bit of mic you could barely hear out of.
Yeah.
And so Christie gone for it. Bam. And it was quick. If you was actually there, it was like, I don't even know how to get that clear of a picture. What Christie soon learned was that the internet was far more instantaneous than any reporter, than any pen, than any pencil, than any ream of paper.
Right.
And so the internet duplicated instantaneously the picture. As a matter of fact, if you Google Perry Gladstone Christie, Google this, you can check this. Yeah. I Google all the time, right?
Right.
If you Google Perry Gladstone Christie, one of the very first things that pops up is the picture of him flipping the bird, right?
You know, one of the things that I would say as somebody who has some sort of celebrity behind them,
mm-hmm.
you know what? I want normal people to be the ones that are leading.
Yeah.
I want people that have made mistakes,
mm-hmm.
who will make mistakes, who will also learn from those mistakes, etc., to be the ones that I can actually have some sort of look up to. How would you feel knowing that the person that you have in a leadership post ain't have nothing. They can't relate.
Yeah. They don't have struggles. They don't have struggles.
I don't listen to nobody. You can't be. That's why for me, a lot of the counseling here, I kind of stand away from.
Yeah.
Because how you a marriage counselor and you ain't married?
Yeah.
You ain't never been married.
No, I actually have a problem with marriage counselors that have unattractive wives. Your wife ain't leaving you. You don't have. Listen to me. This woman, let's look at her. Ain't going nowhere. You don't have none of the problems.
I ain't say that one.
You don't have none of the problems.
The comments of your host.
That fellas who wife won't leave them have. This woman, look at her good. She ain't leaving.
Right.
What you can tell me when I got a woman.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things. You can't, don't give me somebody who is unblemished.
Correct.
That's the point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now that this man has said these things, and I hope he knocked some people off their feet for them to realize. He's human.
Mm-hmm.
He's not supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
He is one of us. And he will make mistakes.
Do you think that we live in a world now? Because you know we live in a world.
Yes, I even know what you're saying. Yes.
Well, we live in a world where liberalism is taking over, right? Where if you leave it to the Xennials, there will be no boundaries. I know I'm Gen Z / millennial, right?
Right.
So I grew up with the Atari and with the smartphone, right?
Right.
I'm a little afraid of the world that the Xennials are trying to create.
Right.
But do you think we're almost moving in a world where, as there will soon, I imagine, be no gender, there will also be no such thing as profane language? Like, we will just simply adopt all language as language?
You know, that's a very, very good question. And one of the things that I want to ask, kind of a sidetrack, but it carries to the same point almost. Why is it, if we're talking about language, why is it, if you go to an interview, you can't use Bahamian dialect, and you're going after a Bahamian job?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that a problem? Why is that almost as bad as if you gone to the interview and you're missing grace?
Well,
you ain't gonna get that job.
I will say this, right? I think among our Caribbean colleagues, Bahamians have learned British tenets better than any of them have. So for instance, right, like in Jamaica, the Jamaican prime minister speaks in Patois all the time.
Right.
Literally, he's at an official event as prime minister.
Right.
And every now and again, he just let a little Patois slip out.
So what's wrong with us using it?
I don't know. And I think we took colonialism, which I have no problem with, right? I love the monarch.
Yeah.
Right? But I think maybe the Bahamians digested it a bit more than our Caribbean counterparts have.
But detriment to some, in some instances, because it's the same principle. It's the same principle of these dudes awake.
Mm-hmm.
They get hot.
Yeah.
Dude let one fly.
Yeah.
What's the issue?
Yeah, yeah. It just so happens
that this ain't nothing unusual. It's just because, what? Because they have cameras on them?
That's my point. He works in the front of a camera.
Yeah,
so
okay.
it is anticipated that he will be more polished. He's considered to be in a higher stratosphere of the social class. And so we don't anticipate.
And so using a word makes you unqualified for what you just said. Is that what you're saying? Or that's what you think?
According to the comments made by those people that have watched
that.
But that is where people that live in public life are. I've had people that have seen me in my social setting. Let me tell you, when I put on my social peacock feathers,
right.
I am a different human being.
Yeah, of course.
Right? You know, as a very upstanding contributing member of the Church of God, I try to walk very circumspect, right?
Right.
I am, however, Church of God liberal, right?
Right.
It's a new thing. It's a new thing. Yeah. I'm the only member.
Yeah.
Right? And so sometimes socially, when I let it down, it all the way down, right?
Right.
And I've had people that says, oh my God, Levin Miller?
Yes.
Yes, it's me. Live in a living color. Here. Yeah.
But you said it
Please
well.
Please let me saturate you in it.
Yes, you said it well earlier. I think it's also our responsibility as public figures, whether you really, really public or you a little bit public, we have to let people know that we are first and foremost human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that I think we need to make sure is woven into the fabric of public life so that people won't have this put you on a pedestal ideal and mindset that when you do something, it's so drastic and, you know, you gotta go.
What about the notion, Chef, that, and if you're just joining me, Chef Simeon Hall is my guest. We kind of chopping it up. I miss him. I haven't seen him in a while. He's always good conversation. You can feel free because I don't want y'all to say, you know, Sparky like to accuse me of talking to myself.
Right.
325-4259. You can give me a call. 422-4796. 422-4796. You can give me a text. We're talking. Is it too much for profanity in public life? I don't think it is. You know, when I was growing up as a boy in the church, right, there are certain preachers that cuss.
Right.
Right? Like, and this is a dictionary word, the word ass isn't unpopular to be heard in a Baptist church.
Right.
Right? Bishop Simeon Hall likes to use that one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The Apostle Leon Wallace likes to use that one, right?
Yeah.
Now, growing up Church of God where we grew up, well, you didn't. You never heard it, right? Like the bishops in the Church of God, they was, I don't know, like maybe God took out their profanity box or something. I'm not sure. They don't use it, right? But when you become an adult, you kind of realize that the reason you never see Bishop cuss is because Bishop never been in no position where no one make him smoking hot enough, right? And sometimes I think we as people, we somehow believe that is, like, we set this standard for people. And that's not necessarily the standard by which they live their lives
for
or
sure.
They govern themselves.
For
they
sure.
They don't, you know, they're still as degreed, still as learned, still as anointed, I would imagine. But I don't know, with people that cuss, what causes offense when they hear cussing from people just because these people hold titles or are prominent or et cetera, et cetera.
I don't get it. And again, this is something that I think makes us almost hypocritical in how we always talk about, you know, nobody's perfect, but we're so judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
So you head out in one line, and then the next line is pointing the finger to say, you've done something so wrong. I personally cannot even imagine a world where there's nobody who in certain instances, points in their life, etc., use adult language, especially if you're an adult.
Indeed.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So again, I was shocked that this wasn't something that happened more often. If I was in Parliament. If I was in Parliament.
The Speaker would spend one third of his time expunging.
Sometimes they is black.
Yeah.
Sometimes they
split. And I imagine.
And again, if it's not directed to humiliate and cause direct offense to anyone in particular,
mm-hmm.
then that's totally different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because again, you're talking about somebody who said something in the moment,
mm-hmm.
and now people are crucifying him. How dare you?
Mm-hmm.
How dare you, Mr. Crucifier?
Mm-hmm.
And you probably cuss in telling him don't cuss.
This is my point, right? And I don't think the little makeup cuss words are any better, right? Like Fred Mitchell likes to say this one, you know, you can go fly a kite.
They're the same
yeah,
thing.
It's
absolutely the same thing like Jesus stupid. And who is it that you're protecting that language from?
Yeah.
Because if it's the divine one, he know. He know what you mean. He ain't wearing but the word. He wearing but the pipers.
Indeed. And the intent.
Exactly.
Yeah, because if you think it in your heart, if a man thinks it in his heart, he's committed already.
You could say the most colorful, beautiful things and mean the most nastiest things to people.
Yeah.
And we do it all the time.
Yeah.
And you don't never see them going on the chopping
block. So there's a text right here that's talking about different professions requiring certain things. And they're saying, morning, bro, what do you think of the police telling you to get your out of the car? But if you say the same thing to them, you could be charged. So I mean, and I would say this, as I'm ex-law enforcement as well, right? Pardon me? The law says that you ought to speak to a man in a language that he understands.
Right.
I have found that in the Bahamas, particularly in law enforcement, people understand one of four languages. All right? English, very few people, right? Creole, a slightly larger group of people, or Creole, small group, English, a slightly larger group of people. Largely, people understand profanity.
Right.
Second to that, people understand the presence of a weapon.
Right.
Right? Those are the languages people speak.
Right.
Because I don't care what the language barrier is, when you pull up with the gun, the fella start walking in whatever direction you point.
Yeah.
You get into a rowdy mob, and somehow, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, that don't work.
No.
Not there. That don't work.
No.
You have to now speak to them, first of all, assertively.
Right.
And in a language that they understand.
Right.
Sit in corner.
Right.
Okay? And they get it.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, I get some jobs maybe shouldn't. Like, do I want my police cursing at me? I'm not sure. Like, maybe. Depends. What is the situation? Right. What is the situation, right?
Yeah,
like, was this a regular, my headlight is blown traffic stop?
Yeah.
Or was me and a couple of my friends out carousing and monkeying around and he come over here as the long arm of the law? Well, okay, maybe.
Yeah.
You get two, right? And I imagine that if he extends the courtesy of foul language to me, then he invites me, true osmosis.
Yeah, you could fire back.
To extend the courtesy of foul language to him. Yeah, I imagine probably. That. I imagine that. Okay, let's read another one. This one here says, Mr. Miller, Peter used the barrage of cursing when Caiaphas and the crowd accused him of being with Jesus. That's exactly what you said, Jeff.
Yep.
If you hear your son use the F word in the backseat of the car, you would freak yourself out. No and yes.
Yes, exactly.
No and yes. No, because he had to have gotten it from his daddy. Right? It's like, I went to pick up his report card the other day, right? Let me send a shout out to his teacher, Miss Campbell. She's a wonderful, wonderful soul down there at Carlton Francis. If you have children going to Carlton Francis, I don't care if the class got 52 people in it, make sure you're a child in Miss Campbell's class, right? Okay, and she said to me, she said, Mr. Mello, I have a problem with Alexandrio. I said, what's the problem? She says, he doesn't use punctuations. Well, Chef, can I tell you the secret? I'm a man almost 40 years old, and I still hate punctuations. I don't really know what they're for. I know what I want to say.
Right.
These bunch of, you put the comma and the colon and the semicolon and the... I figure you could just figure this out, right? Because if you will find, if you read enough, that a lot of times, especially if you read from a teleprompter, when people start punctuating these things on a teleprompter, you begin to sound like you can't read, right? So a lot of times I kind of just put in the important ones. Exclamation marks, the full stops. You know, you put the commas wherever you want them to go.
Right.
Well, I couldn't really fight him for that because his daddy don't use punctuations. Right? Like, hopefully he figures it out and gets something from me, mummy. But this ain't something me daddy could reprimand him for. Why I would, be upset with him? Because it's not his hour has not yet come.
There you go.
There will come a time.
Yeah, of course.
Man, when he, if he want to,
we use the word adult
yeah.
several times
yeah, yeah.
in this commentary
yeah. Yeah,
to
yeah.
say this was an adult yeah. in an adult environment
yeah.
saying an adult word.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're talking about a child,
mm-hmm.
that's totally different.
Oh, there will be people that says, well, my children were watching the parliament. You know, I try to keep my children in prayers. I want them to know what's going on in the country. They watch the parliament. What do you say to people like that that said, that is why he shouldn't do it?
It's because it says parental guidance before the show starts.
Well, I don't know if they say that before, but maybe they should. Maybe they should. Maybe they should put an advisory.
Put a PG.
Yeah.
Once it have a PG on it, you're responsible.
Yeah, yeah. The parliamentary channel is for members of the voting bloc of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
There you go.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah.
And that right. would make sense. That yeah. would make us in.
So if there's anything that comes out of this, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Where we put a parental advisory on the parliament.
You should be 18 to watch this.
That's all it is.
325-4259. You can give me... I don't know what's happening. Alan, let's go to a break. Let me see if I can fix these phone lines. When I get back, you can give me a call. Chef Simeon Hall is with me. We're talking profanity in public life. I like it. You know, don't kill me. And I still Church of God, by the way. I still go to the prevailing Church of God.
Yep.
Oh, hallelujah.
We'll I don't be back. Think it's the end of the world.
We'll be back after the break.
We will be sure. We will be sure.
Looking to build your dream home? Property Masters Bahamas got you covered. Your dream home or business are in good hands with our licensed and responsible contractors. We provide residential, commercial projects, renovations, repairs, rough and finished carpentry, walls, driveway, roof construction, and more. Don't miss our summer special. With every new construction or house, we will include a free fridge, stove, and microwave. So call Property Masters Bahamas today at 422-6582 or 425-5628. Call now.
Crystal Cruises is setting sail for the Bahamas once again. Crystal will follow the strictest safety protocols as guests travel to Exuma, San Salvador, Long Island, and more. With a commitment to keep communities and guests safe and protect the environment, Crystal's decision to homeport in the Bahamas will boost tourism and support the local economy. Learn more at crystalcruises.com.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
Thank you for staying with me. Welcome back. Listen, me and Chef have such a good time on the breaks. Y'all better be lucky to be coming back from these. It's Levin Miller. You're tuning in to where I'm unleashed on your radio. That means I'm somewhere between 11 and 12 o'clock. You don't ever have to move your radio. You could just listen to me every day at 11 because I really couldn't think about something better you could be doing at 11 o'clock.
Right.
So just tune into me and, you know,
let's leave it there.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
All right. Chef Simeon Hall is with me. This one says, Chef, profanity is too damn much for public life. People in leadership are called to a higher calling and as such must restrain themselves and exercise discretion. And if one cannot exercise discretion, then stay out of public life and go cuss as you please.
Okay. Now, let's read something.
You don't think...
Let's even give that no energy. I'm so sorry.
No?
Yeah.
325-4259. You can give me a call. What do you say to people who say... Man, cussing is kind of, you know, pirates build the place. They just drink liquor and cuss, right? Pirates is sail, drink liquor and cuss.
But again, we have to put it all in context.
Mm-hmm.
You're not talking about somebody who has been known
mm-hmm.
throughout their entire public existence to always be flying 30-pound bombs.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about an instant.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody let something fly... Now we reduce the man to say he can't do nothing. Let's find some other faults with him rather than that, because that can't be it. Because to me, that lessens the person who is actually saying that.
Mm-hmm.
You sound small.
Yeah.
When you actually believe that somebody should be dethroned just because they say, oh, wait.
A woman said to me one time, she said, Levin Miller, I want to tell you how disappointed I am in that language you're using. Only people with small vocabularies use profanity. And I said to her, whenever you could tell me what is the meaning of the word anti-disestablishmentarianism, you come back.
You sound like my old man.
Yeah.
Ah, boy.
And that was code for get.
Yeah.
Okay, no. D behind me, Satan.
Yeah, for sure. You're being judgmental based on something that happened.
On frivolousness.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, on frivolousness.
Again, if you can show me more just cause for him to be removed based on something bigger than that, then let's talk.
Like thiefing.
Yeah, you know, some other things would just go on around you.
Don't thief.
You know what I mean?
Because I have a problem with that.
That's the same person. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, 99% of these people who said what they said is the same people who signed the receipt when they coming back.
Let's take this call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hello, young man.
Hey, how are you, Bishop?
I want to call to commend that young man you have there. I knew him before he was born and before I met his mother.
Indeed.
He was already in my gene.
There you go.
He has a genetic predisposition for excellence.
Yes, sir.
I've said to him several times, and I say it publicly, he has taken what I've done in preaching to the chef level, and he's 10 times as good in that area as I am in mine. I want him to, and I say it publicly, I want him to take the best about me and don't duplicate the worst about me. His grandmother was a cook, one of the best cooks. She cooked for Queen Elizabeth. She closed down the place and say she ain't cooking for nobody because she had to make a baker's dozen for Queen Elizabeth.
Wow.
So think about that. Her grandson now is cooking for people from all over the world. I commend him publicly. He knows I love him. And I'm learning to love you, but I love myself.
I appreciate you, Bishop. Thank you very much.
God bless, man. Y'all do well.
Okay, all sir. Right. Bishop Simeon Hall, ladies and gentlemen. This one here says, please don't tell politicians to cuss because most MPs in the House of Assembly meeting already act like they don't have common sense and act like they stuck on
stupid.
But
we didn't say that. We did not
say
that.
Yeah, I'm saying you should cuss.
No,
we didn't. I'm just saying if you do cuss, no one should kill you for that.
No, I'm so sorry. Let's find something else.
Yeah. I think, for instance, if you go back to the Perry Christie flipping the bird thing, right? You know, do I want a prime minister flipping the bird? You know, not on a whim, no. But, I mean, let us also consider the facts. People were spreading some rumors about him. And if you remember, his comments were about, they say I build in townhouse them and thing on the beachfront.
Right. Where they is.
Where the only money. So to all of them, I want to say.
There you go.
All right. And now let me go back to being prime minister.
Yeah.
Right?
Human.
Yeah.
He was human.
Yeah.
People make mistakes. And if you are so holy, if you are so complete that with the way that you are, you project that for me to be that way, then you can miss the mark plenty of times.
And what about your cousin Grammy? Because you love her to death and she was saving going to heaven.
100%.
Right? Mama cuss more.
Yeah.
Than Joan.
They love her. She in public life. Mind you, that's the woman who shape and mold you.
Right.
That's as public as you could get.
Yeah.
Because now she has made an impact, not just with you, but the community and everybody else. But that's a different story. Again, we are not giving anybody,
carte blanche.
To just be in parliament doing what they want. But what we are saying is, as a society, one, let's find something else to talk about, first and foremost. Yeah, and two, learn to forgive people for, small things.
And public life doesn't make me Teflon to the desire.
There you go.
To use profanity.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I've sailed with a couple of fellas. I've worked under several commanders. Can I tell you some of the fellas that I would absolutely, volunteer to risk my life with? It's some of the most cussing fellas I know.
You know what?
I sailed with a man by the name of Philip Durham. Listen, sometimes I wonder...
Philip Durham sound like he's let it rip.
I wonder if he know English. I wonder if he know English.
Durham?
Right?
Yeah, he's let it rip.
But the man is probably one of the most competent sailors I've ever met in my entire life. And I would take no greater risk with another man than him. So it doesn't diminish ability. It doesn't diminish talent. It doesn't diminish capability. It doesn't diminish knowledge. And I don't see how then do we try to apply a diminishing in social status or in public status, because people curse. Kennedy did it. LBJ did it.
Listen to me.
FDR did it. No matter how pronounced you are in public life. We're talking about presidents of the most powerful country in the world.
Yeah.
We don't have to guess if Donald Trump cast.
Right.
Right? And but for the new Jesus, Joe Biden, just fine. We didn't have to guess for him either.
Right.
Right? So
my philosophy, my life has centered around one fact when it comes to relationships and friends.
Mm-hmm.
I am never associated with perfect people.
Mm-hmm.
If you perfect or you project perfection,
mm-hmm.
I don't want nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
Give me people who then been beat up, dragged through the dirt, scarred and bruised. They're the kind of people I like to hang out with because they have a story.
Yeah.
They have something that they can share and they can apply
mm-hmm.
to situations.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about being perfect, how are you supposed to help me?
Mm-hmm.
How are you supposed to help others?
Mm-hmm.
And if people don't see that, then we looking for the wrong thing. We looking for perfection.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not exist. If you are public, it just because you turn on the switch
mm-hmm.
to say, okay, I'll step up to the plate and be able to say what I believe in a public forum in a way that other people may not believe or be able to say, that does not make you perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you somebody who's a little bit more courageous than the next dude.
Now, what I want to say, Chef, lest people misunderstand or misconstrue what I'm trying to say, I am more offended by offensive language than I am by curse words.
Right.
Like, I do not allow people to call people faggots in my presence. It's because that language is designed to cause offense.
Right.
All right? If you remember that guy over there in the Senate, I call him Senator Darkwing Duck, right? The one that saved the pizzeria with nothing more than his bare hands while men were wielding sticks and knives and throwing blocks, apparently. And he saved everybody without even dropping his pizza on the floor. You remember that guy? He he referred to somebody in social media as a faggot, right? I do not accept that language, and I don't think that somebody paid from the public purse ought to use that language.
Right.
They ought not use it privately, but I can't tell them what to do in their bedroom. So I certainly would appreciate them not using it publicly or in spaces that find me. Right? And so that language, yes, I will not let you have that around me.
But see, we need to also be better thinkers
mm-hmm.
and assess situations a little bit more
mm-hmm.
before we jump on the bandwagon to condemn. Because if you're smart enough, you realize the context, you realize what was happening,
right.
You realize how and what should be the aftermath of what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really believe in your heart of hearts,
mm-hmm.
That man should step down and don't run for prime minister no more because of what he say, then shame on you, buddy. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't care what nobody say. Yeah. We need to think a little bit deeper than that, man. Mm-hmm. Come on. That ain't, I mean, you know, we spent an hour
mm-hmm.
talking about how people should be able to move past the fact that the man slipped.
Yeah.
And now, you know, he slipped before he get back up.
But even if it's not a slip, if they are just...
Even if it wasn't.
There are, again, I tell you, I know people like Lawson Clark who sprinkle colorfully all throughout his language. It is a part of the tapestry of the way he speaks. And
okay.
He says that. He says, you call them curse words. This is how I just talk.
Right.
Right? That's not a slip.
And what gives you the right to condemn me because I look at it differently from you?
Yeah. And there are people that will also argue, well... Who decided what a curse word would be? Because when Jesus cursed the fig tree, that was a curse. That fig tree still don't bear fig today, right? That is a curse.
Yeah.
But if all I tell you is a word that dime with truck and look like buck, then I don't really understand why
and
you're
then,
so offended.
Again, context.
Yeah.
As an adult, you are required to be an adult.
Correct.
You're then an adult. Now let's go be an adult.
Indeed.
Because now, come on, look at the context. Again, there are some people... who have the gift of gab that will be able to make you feel as small as a mustard seed without using what we would consider a profane word. Should those people be the people that we lift up? Of course not. Because there are some nice, nasty people.
Indeed.
And you could be, you know, passively aggressive and tell people some really, really hurtful things without using what we call offensive language. Are those persons to be lifted up? I don't think so. I prefer somebody with a little sprinkle would anger, crush me and bring me down to my knees over somebody who tell me, but my situation in such a nice way, I gotta go now seek counseling because 10 times out of 10, it could be from a bad counselor.
Yeah. 4224796, we're the final minute of the show, 3254259. I guess you all could try the other line, 3236232325. 4316, Chef, they say I say that too fast every time. Let me say it again. 3236232 3254316. You can check those out and see if they work. I don't sound fast to me, but they say I do it fast. So you can text me, 4224796. Chef Simeon Hall is here. So Chef, what do you got up for the rest of the year? I mean, we're halfway through 2021. Let me see if I can give you a good plug before we leave.
You know, I got some stuff brewing, a lot of what I can't really divulge at this time. Definitely turning over some new chapters, doing some new stuff. Again, being a culinary ambassador for the Bahamas and just making some moves. I believe that our story, as it relates to our food culture, is definitely one that needs to be shouted from the mountaintop. I have, for example, some conversations with Netflix coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Just talking about the kind of missteps I think they've had over the past when telling the Black culinary story without including the Caribbean and, most importantly, the Bahamas. We're the place of record that colonialism started in, but we're not on record where it talks about food and being a pot country and, you know, the first stop and everything else. Because, again, quick note, you know, Levan, the U.S. has a way of taking over the story. And the truth of the matter is there were millions of slaves that ended up in Latin America and the Caribbean. But there were roughly about 400,000 that ended up in the U.S. But their stories are being told 10 times more than ours. And that's something that I'm now challenging. So, you know, again, when people say Bahamas to the world, people like me mean it.
You live in it.
I definitely want to make sure that our stories are being told.
Okay.
And, you know, for those who read my blog and stuff like that, I apologize right now, but one or two little words in there.
Stick your social plugs in there, Chef, so people that want to find you can.
SimeonHallJr.com, and you could click on all my links, social media platforms, etc., are right there. And you can find me at SimeonHallJr.com.
All right, and you ain't got Simeon spelled fancy. I see people doing all
kind of fancy things. I love my name.
Yeah.
I love my somehow name. Somehow. I did an amazing job.
You were Simeon all your life. Yep. You become a popular celebrity chef. All of a sudden, your name's Simeon.
Simeon Hall Jr. I love it.
Ah, boy. So, outside of Netflix, are you just on some downtime?
Yeah, for a couple of days.
Okay.
Just doing some stuff, getting ready, like I said, for a new chapter that I'm going to announce very soon. Just working on some powerful things.
All right.
Making sure that, you know, people can taste our flag. That's my next thing. Getting people to move outside the walls of, you know, major hotels and everything else and feel comfortable eating at places that me and you would eat at. I'm making sure that now that we're coming out of a year of lockdown, people can really, really get a true taste and sense of the Bahamas.
Well, see, and I'm glad you say that because I tell you what I'm going to do throughout the month of July. Throughout the entire month of July, I intend to bring on as many small restaurants or eateries around New Providence, right? And because I suffer this challenge. I never know what to eat.
Right.
Right? Like I would make a perfect woman, right?
Why would you say
And so in an attempt to help myself, and help the Bahamian public, I'm going to bring on as many of those eateries as possible.
Awesome.
Anyway, Chef, I think I hear the music. That means that we are smack dab out of time. Thank you so much for joining
me. Thanks for having me, man. It's always amazing to come around good energy.
Oh, yeah. Again, to my good friend, my liquor drinking buddy, 1D Leslie Brown Esquire. I decided I had to play the Valley Boys for him. There's no bigger Valley Boy that I know. So on this day, your birthday, my friend, let us go somewhere, maybe place X, and see if we can do as good a job as we can at keeping the Queen's peace. This is Levin Miller. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's Rule Britannia by the Valley Boys, by the way. Yeah? They're your station for fresh news and smart talk. So don't go anywhere, because they've got the news for you, and it's next.